Hello and welcome to Grow Global. This is podcast show episode 4. I'm Patricia Demetrio, your host. Thank you so much for being here today with us. Grow Global is sponsored by Platinum Credit Group. They help individuals and organizations with financial education to help them with startup loans and or working capital. They provide in-depth credit, income, and financial background reviews before submitting applications to lenders on business owners' behalf. We are truly grateful for Platinum Credit Group and for their support of this podcast, which in part helps to make this show possible. In today's episode, we will talk about global careers. Our guest today is Christine Barkley. She has over 7 years of career coaching experience at institutions such as Penn State University, the University of South Carolina, and the State University of New York College at Oswego, where she currently serves as an assistant director of career services. Christine believes we are put on the earth to be happy and follow what energizes us to a well-lived, joyful life. We are so happy to have her on our show today. Please welcome Christine. Well, hello, Christine. Welcome to Grow Global. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you for being here with us. One of the questions I wanted to share with you is, do you think that students need to spend money traveling abroad and studying overseas in order to get a global education?
Patricia, I think it's a great question. I think there are many ways that individuals, students can get a global education. I do think that it's definitely important that students think about the ways that they are participating in different activities in order to get a global education. I agree that studying abroad or going abroad, it can be expensive, but it is a great opportunity for those students to be in a unique situation themselves, to learn about the world, to learn about different cultures, different societies, but also to learn about themselves as well. I think from my perspective as a career coach in higher education has done a great job of embodying this focus of global education and providing a variety of different ways that students can do it. Previously, when working at the University of South Carolina, I came across and was introduced to the National Student Exchange, which is a way for students in the United States to study abroad or study in exchange with other students in the U.S. or existing kind of countries located similarly in the geographical region of the U.S. So I don't think it has to be necessarily going abroad. We have a lot of cultural differences here in our own country. And so maybe even just doing a study like the National Student Exchange in the U.S. and seeing different, you know, cultures and diversity in many different ways is a great option for students.
I honestly never even thought about that. That is such a great idea. Even going to other parts of like maybe even New York City, where you have other communities that have taken over sections of New York, and you're like in that country just here in the States.
Absolutely. I know that the National Student Exchange has many different options, obviously in the U.S., Canada, Puerto Rico, the U.S. Virgin Islands. So when we even think about different territories that the U.S. has, there's a lot of diversity and a lot of cultural differences. I myself have experienced cultural differences growing up in New York, living my life in New York State, and then relocating down to South Carolina for a few years. There's a different culture, a different Southern, aspect that I even witnessed and kind of experienced individually. So I think maybe re-looking at the way we define global education can be something that we do as educators, because when we think global, obviously we think the world, but there is so much right here, even in our home country, that are volunteer opportunities and maybe going and working with those that might be different than you, or maybe, have come from different backgrounds than yourself, and learning about those so that we can learn more and start to appreciate those differences more as a society.
Wow, I love that. That's such a great thing to think about, for sure. So can global education improve students' ability to learn new languages and customs?
Yes, absolutely. I think having a understanding of different cultures and their diversity, understanding, you know, maybe even some social justice and human rights from a global perspective can help us in terms of learning new languages and looking at customs in a variety of different ways. So ability to learn new languages, I know for myself, I started taking Spanish in high school, well, back in middle school and all the way through high school. I had the ability to actually travel to Spain with my father my sophomore year of high school, and studying Spanish in a classroom with an amazing Spanish teacher is one thing, but going and experiencing the language and the culture in Spain is a whole different experience. And so I think having that global education and having that understanding and that passion for celebrating diversity can really help us to learn new languages and customs for sure.
Absolutely. So can global education educate our children on social justice topics such as gentrification? For one thing, I know here in the States or in Ohio, we have a lot of gentrification going on in certain areas. And this is a new concept to a lot of kids. And they'll see other areas where the whole community, it may be a Jewish community, and the wealth in certain neighborhoods, like people, kids don't even know that there exists this type of wealth in their own state. It's, you know, I think these are things that kids really should learn about, but I think these social justice things as well could be an educator. Like, what are your thoughts on things like that?
Yeah, absolutely. I do think that learning about different social justice topics and looking at them from a different perspective can help our students and our learners to have more of a global education or maybe even a more global mindset. I know for myself, I had, when I was in grad school at Penn State, I participated in what was called an alternative spring break. And I took a group of college students at the time down to West Virginia. And we participated in a service trip down there where we were actually building a home for a family inside a barn that she was left because that was financially what they could afford and what their wealth looked like in terms of that specific part of the state and part of the country. And so even recognizing that wealth inequality exists in, as you said, in your own state, in our own country, and starting to educate yourself on different social justice topics in really educating yourself so that you can start to drive social change and to combat those systems that might be, you know, historically for a certain race or a certain gender. And I know that's something that I strive to do every day, is to be a better advocate, ways that I can use my privilege in certain areas to help those different social injustices and really help drive change, especially from a wealth perspective. Because as we know, a global education, having a global mindset, we think study abroad and we think opportunities, but as soon as we think of that, fences and the wealth that often associated with those experiences.
That's great that you had those experiences. It really gives, I think, great context to what you know and speak about, having had those experiences. So that's awesome. That's really
cool.
So do you think that children that were raised by parents from two different countries have an easier access to a global career than children with parents from both countries, from the same country?
Yeah, I think this is a great question. I think in this specific question, my charge back to you would, what are we defining as easier access to a global career? So individuals, children that might come from a family or parents that were raised from two different countries or come from different cultures, they might have an accustomed inheritance of respect for those different countries or those different cultures. They might have more of an understanding or an appreciation because of their values or their traditions and things that they have seen in their daily life being raised by those parents from different countries, whereas someone who is raised from parents in similar countries or from the same country, not to say that they might not have that appreciation, they might, but their variety might be limited to just that one country's, you know, traditions or values and whatnot, where someone with different parents from different countries, they might have that variety a little bit more, which may, not all the time, but which may fuel that, you know, intrinsic motivation to have more of a global mindset, to learn about other cultures, to, you know, celebrate that diversity a little bit more. But I think when the word access gets thrown around, for me, it comes back to social capital and what knowledge and what skills do you have prior. And so we obviously in higher education look at this in terms of first generation students sometimes, and students that are coming from underserved or underrepresented historical areas in terms of the social capital that they have, and how does that affect their time throughout higher education. Some folks may not even know, some students may not even know about some of the offices or some of the opportunities like study abroad, for example, in higher education, and if they do, maybe they eliminate it as an option for them because of its, you know, expense, and they don't even know that it can be an exchange. Some study abroad options can be cheaper than paying tuition to the university you're going to. And so I think for me that access depends on, you know, a lot of different factors for sure.
That's so interesting, because I know that's what my mindset was in school when I would see kids going to foreign countries, or like they had a field trip to Europe when I was in high school, and I thought immediately, that's not for me. I can't do that because my parents don't have the money. But I think there could have been resources or ways that we could have got around that. But a lot of kids, they go to that, it's just not for me. And I think teachers, educators have to get from around that and show that that's exactly who should be going, you know, those that can't usually afford this, and there should be more opportunities. There is an organization called the Student Travel, SYTA, and they provide scholarships for kids to go travel. So students, individuals can apply to get money to travel and have these experiences. So that's something that I hope more kids know that is out there for them, because they need these experiences.
Absolutely. And I think there are many organizations out there that are really starting to focus on this financial aspect, this access, the equitability and the affordability. One of the education organizations that is a dream organization of mine, and just because of their mission and what they're doing, is Verto Education, V-E-R-T-O. And they are an organization that actually partners with different higher education institutions so that students can essentially take a gap year before going to college, but while still gaining academic college credit. So they can go abroad for a semester or even a year and have this first year abroad experience and be a college student and then still have those classes transfer back to an institution here in the US. So their mission is very focused on access and affordability and really helping every student that wants to, you know, participate in a program like this gain that experience, because of exactly what we're talking about today, the importance of a global mindset and having that global education, because we know what it does for our economy, we know what it does for our society, and really allowing students to have that experience if it's one that they really like.
Wow, I'm so glad you told us about that. I'm definitely going to check out that organization, V-E-R-T-O.
Yep, Verto Education, yep.
Okay, education, great, thank you. Okay, so what do you think that is missing then in our school systems? And do you think that we need more international exchange programs at our schools, or what's missing, if anything?
Yeah, absolutely. I definitely look at especially the K-12 system and the different curricula that we have in our schools. And I look at the main subjects that we're teaching, and then some would call the elective in terms of arts and music and, you know, specialty programs that students may go to. And I'm curious, is there a focus of global education, an appreciation for diversity, appreciation for cultures in different countries within each of those curricula? Or does there need to be something completely separate? Do we need to have a class about cultures, for countries, and really a global mindset or a global kind of education class on its own? I think it's worth asking educators that question. Are you, as a teacher and as an educator, weaving a global education or this focus of a global mindset into what you do within math or English or social studies or science, you know, in addition to maybe our other specialty programs and subject matters that our kids are learning from? At it from a systemic standpoint, especially with public schools, and if we're not embedding it into what we're already doing, how can we Obviously, putting something in addition onto teachers, I think, is a huge ask with all that they currently do. We've seen that time and time again, and I think COVID has just, you know, elated that to a lot of people that maybe had turned a blind eye. How do we start to do that in small steps? You know, we can make progress forward, but what's a small step that we can take today as educators and as teachers to be able to do that? And then I think, you know, even starting with language classes even earlier on in schools is something that I have seen throughout my travels. I've studied abroad numerous times, and understanding the language can also help you to understand a culture from even early on. And I don't know many U.S. citizens that are dual language speakers as much as those that maybe live overseas. They know English and their home country, plus some other languages. Sometimes you meet people when you travel that are fluent in many languages other than just English.
I think there needs to be a change, a shift in what we're teaching in terms of languages. It needs to be taught sooner. I think every American should at least learn one foreign language. There needs to definitely be a correlation between basic learning with math, arithmetic, all the basic classes that kids have to take with English, social studies. Why can't they incorporate a global theme to the things that we're already teaching? That's such a great point. And that's part of the work of what we're trying to do here at LifeSmart Education, is to bring these global experiences into the classroom along with teaching basic life skills. So I love that you say that too. And you never know, maybe there's something, some way out there that will start to shift, you know?
Yeah.
It's a common problem, I think, that all schools are going to need to address at some point. We've got to be more globally minded when it comes to teaching in general. So do you think that the U.S. Department of Education or our local government need to invest more money then on bringing teachers from other countries? Or how can the government play a role in that?
That's a really great question. I do know that I think there are plenty of opportunities out there, and obviously the government is worried about it from a financial standpoint, but getting creative with maybe what are other ways that we can bring that global mindset and that global education to our students and to our young learners in our country, so that as a society we are progressing and being successful in the future decades down the line. And so I think about even in the K-12 system, we're talking about question asks about bringing teachers, but what about those foreign exchange programs in high school, and how often are we doing that in terms of in a K-12 system? I grew up in a very small town, but I knew of families in our town that hosted those foreign exchange students during high school. And I had friends from Southern America that came and did that. And so, interestingly enough, how much are we doing that? And are we affording the same opportunity for U.S. citizens and us to go abroad and do that? So I think there's a variety of different opportunities that maybe we as a country and many organizations like yourself can look at in terms of transforming our youth to be more global citizens and bringing that global education experience to our country, so that access and affordability may not be as much of a barrier.
So when you were talking about helping them with getting jobs and careers, like, I mean, just thinking about like what kind of jobs could maybe our students do or get into, have internships maybe in a foreign country, or how can they get diverse work experience globally?
Yeah, absolutely. So looking at it from a higher education standpoint, obviously as a previous teacher, I have experience with that, but higher education has been my field for the last 7 years or so. And there are study abroad and intercultural exchange organizations specifically for college students that they can go abroad and not just study abroad, but they can go abroad and do internships. Interesting organizations that are out there that have this mission to be able to share these global experiences with our youth, and really looking at how we can do that to change the world, to change, you know, the U.S. and our society.
So do you think then if we start fostering a global career in our school system, it will allow us to improve international relations and commerce with other countries? I mean, we're interconnected.
in our worlds. We gotta get along. We gotta know the people we're doing business with, you know?
Absolutely. I think it would at least improve, or at least allow our US citizens and political leaders and businessmen and women understand global perspective, and to be able to understand maybe a situation or a business decision from more than just their point of view. I think that's one thing that changes significantly when you have a global education experience, or you have that global mindset. It allows you to see things from different perspectives. It shows you how to look at a situation from different views. And I think just having an understanding of different cultures and countries, and being a more open-minded, you know, growth mindset individual, helps in terms of international relations and commerce, and being able to make those business decisions or those actions driving maybe our people in our country, you know, forward. And I think that having those, fostering that global career, having that global education as being a part of every person's experience or every individual, it's really important. And I think that there, as we have talked today, there are ways that we can do that in our own country, and that are more accessible and affordable for all, so that everyone has the same access to a global career if they'd like one, and has at least the global mindset to bring to the work that they do to foster that diversity and make change, positive change.
Yeah, because I think, you know, when you are better educated about who people are, when you get to know them, you change your perspective of them. And it's easier to not really do the right thing by people that you don't know. But when you do get to know them, you want to do the right thing. And it starts, I think, for our kids to start understanding other people and cultures, and seeing that, you know, the world, we're so connected, we've got to find a way to bridge the right communication and the right customs of communicating with people. Because people, if you don't know people, it's easier to have that negative, mean kind of attitude towards them. But, you know, that's where it all starts, with trying to get kids more educated about other people and their way of doing things. I know as Americans, we have our way of doing things. Does it make it just the universal right way? Because there's many ways to do a lot of different things. And we as Americans, we do things a certain way. And I think sometimes as Americans, we think, well, our way is the right way. Like, we are the best country in the whole world, and everyone needs to follow and do things the way we do them. But there's so much that comes into play with other cultures and why they do things the way they do it. It can be very intricate and not so straightforward, you know?
Yeah, no, and that's, you know, 100% right. And think that with global education, you know, it really allows individuals to start learning about, you know, their actions, taking responsibility for them, and just allowing them to be more global citizens. I mean, we hope to, you know, contribute to a more peaceful, you know, sustainable world, and helping share that future. I know for me as an educator, it's all about me helping shape a better shared future for our world, and helping individuals and students from that perspective. And so really emphasizing the global perspectives and global education, and really assisting individuals to obtain that experience or that mindset in a way so that we can create peaceful, more sustainable world for all.
Absolutely. So what advice or life lesson do you want to give to our listeners?
I think for me, everything that I see in my kind of world and in my life comes back to being curious to learn about differences, being curious to learn about, you know, something that you are interested in, and finding resources to help you get there. As a career coach, there's no surprise that we all have different networks. We all have different access to different individuals and different organizations. But I think when you have the curiosity and you have a passion for learning, or, you know, trying new things, I think that can really push you forward, or promote kind of a different career, a global career, a more growth mindset. I think the more that you can be curious and try things and seek out assistance or seek out resources to grow your network and to learn about the world, the more you're better off. I think coming from a career coach perspective, there are so many careers out there, global career. And I think of a million different things that you can do that incorporate a global perspective that could take you abroad for your job, whether that's short term or, long term. And so it's really about being curious, trying stuff out and finding your tribe. Find those people that can help you start to get to where you want to be. And maybe it's reaching out to somebody in your organization or, someone that they know, or just even putting it out there into the world of what you're curious about and hoping that someone will see that and help you kind of on your journey as well.
That's the thing. You find, I like what you said, like find your tribe, find those people that are going to help you, because there's so much, I think, in careers that people haven't even thought of. That if you really dig deep to look at what your passion is, what's already out there, what even pathway could you forge yourself into a job that's not even existing? Like, there's a lot of options, and meeting the right people, having access to people that want to support you can really get you to where you want to be. And I think trying to do something globally definitely will open up your mind to the world and its possibilities. Yeah.
The world is constantly changing. We saw that through over the last couple of years through a global pandemic that affected different countries and different cultures, differently. But being curious and finding your tribe and trying things out, I think will get you to where you're supposed to be, or at least, where you should be in that season of your life. And I think for me, that's a big thing coming from a career perspective. The last, I think, advice that I can give is to, especially for high school and college students, to remember that you don't have to have everything figured out. Your career is a journey, and you're going to take many steps, and you might take many missteps that lead you in a different direction, and that is completely okay. Be curious, try stuff out. And lastly, if you haven't and you're a big reader, I would definitely encourage folks to maybe check out Designing Your Life by Bill Burnett and Dave Evans. It is a transformational book for me, as well as many other readers. And we could do a whole podcast episode on that because it's amazing. But last advice for people is to not put so much pressure on yourself. Society does enough of that in terms of figuring your career out. And maybe take a look at that book.
That's a great idea. I will definitely, would you mind sending me an email on that? I want to definitely check that out, because that would be some great resources to pass along to people. So I definitely want to look further into that. Okay, I am so excited that you came and you spoke with me today. Christine, it has been a pleasure speaking with you. And thank you so much for being with me on Grow Global.
Thank you so much. It's been a blast. I love talking with you about education and global and careers. Thank you so much, Patricia.
Thank you.
Are you planning to have a global career in the future? If so, if you plan on it, plan on going to an international American school or simply to move overseas, we want to hear from you. Please email us at info@lifesmarteducation.org. with the subject line, Global Career. You can also find us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Life Smart Education. Today's show was produced by Keith Richardson, edited and written by Christine and Manuel Lopez, no relation. Our social media producer is JD Johnson. Thanks to all of our friends at Platinum Credit Group and our friends at WCBE 90.5 FM for sponsoring this podcast and making it happen. I'm Patricia Dimitrio, your host. This is Grow Global. Thanks for listening.